In Memoriam, Robert Irvin Howard. The sudden and unexpected death on June 11, 1936, of Robert Irvin Howard, author of fantastic tales of incomparable vividness, forms Weird Fiction's worst loss since the passing of Henry S. Whitehead 4 years ago. Mr. Howard was born at Peaster, Texas, on January 22, 1906, and was old enough to have seen the last phase of Southwestern pioneering, the settlement of the Great Plains and lower Rio Grande Valley, and the spectacular rise of the oil industry with its raucous boom towns. His father, who survives him, was one of the pioneer physicians of the region. The family have lived in South, East, and West Texas, and Western Oklahoma. For the last few years, at Cross Plains, near Brownwood, Texas. Steeped in the frontier atmosphere, Mr. Howard early became a devotee of its virile Homeric traditions. His knowledge of its history and folkways was profound, and the descriptions and reminiscences contained in his private letters illustrate the eloquence and power with which he would have celebrated it in literature had he lived longer. Mr. Howard's family is of distinguished Southern planter stock, of Scotch-Irish descent, with most ancestors settled in Georgia and North Carolina in the 18th century. Beginning to write at 15, Mr. Howard placed his first story 3 years later while a student at Howard Payne College in Brownwood. This story, Spear and Fang, was published in Weird Tales for July 1925. Wider fame came with the appearance of the novelette Wolf's Head in the same magazine in April 1926. In August 1928 began the tales dealing with Solomon Cain, an English Puritan of relentless dueling and wrong-redressing proclivities whose adventures took him to strange parts of the world, including the shadow-haunted ruins of unknown and primordial cities in the African jungle. With these tales, Mr. Howard struck what proved to be one of his most effective accomplishments, the description of vast megalithic cities of the Elder World, around whose dark towers and labyrinthine nether vaults clings an aura of pre-human fear and necromancy, which no other writer could duplicate. These tales also marked Mr. Howard's development of that skill and zest in depicting sanguinary conflict, which became so typical of his work. Solomon Cain, like several other heroes of the author, was conceived in boyhood, long before incorporation in any story. Always a keen student of Celtic antiquities and other phases of remote history, Mr. Howard began in 1929 with The Shadow Kingdom in the August Weird Tales, that succession of tales of the prehistoric world for which he soon grew so famous. The earlier specimens described a very distant age in man's history, when Atlantis, Lemuria, and Mu were above the waves, and when the shadows of pre-human reptile men rested upon the primal scene. Of these, the central figure was King Cull of Volusia. In Weird Tales for December 1932 appeared The Phoenix and the Sword, first of those tales of King Conan the Cimmerian, which introduced a later prehistoric world. A world of perhaps 15,000 years ago, just before the first faint glimmerings of recorded history. The elaborate extent and accurate self-consistency with which Mr. Howard developed this world of Conan in his later stories is well known to all fantasy readers. For his own guidance, he prepared a detailed quasi-historical sketch of infinite cleverness and imaginative fertility, now running in The Fantagraph as a serial under the title The Hyborian Age. Meanwhile, Mr. Howard had written many tales of early Picts and Celts, including a notable series revolving around the chieftain Bran MacMorn. Few readers